name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today we had two gospel readings, one concerning the feast of Theophany, and the second is from the Gospel of St. Luke, and it's a story about a certain blind man. And I'm going to just read it again. It says, Then it happened as he was coming near Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the road begging, and hearing a multitude passing by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet. But he cried out the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And so Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come, he asked him, saying, What do you want me to do for you? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, Receive your sight. Your faith has made you whole. And immediately he received his sight, he followed Christ and glorified God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Now, this is a very simple story, in reality. And it's very brief. And it seems as though it's about someone else. And that is, someone in history, at the time of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, when he walked in the flesh upon the earth. However, I actually think it's a message that's very much to you and to me and to all of us together. And so it is. It happened that he was coming near Jericho, where our Lord was. And a certain man, a certain blind man, whom we do not know, no name. So we should add our name, that we are the certain blind person. And he sat by the road, begging. And you think about it, blindness. I mean, physical blindness. Have you ever closed your eyes, put a bandana on, particularly when we were kids, you know, and try to walk around, and it's so hard to find our way, and we trip on things and run into trees, and it's really very difficult. And this man was blind, and I think as a result of his blindness, he was humiliated before the people. And because of his blindness, he couldn't work productively. And he was hungry, and he was begging at the side of the road. Brothers and sisters in Christ our God, when it comes to our spiritual lives, we are blind. And let us hope that in some way that we are humiliated. You know, humiliation has to do with humility. And humiliation is, in a sense, the result of not being humble. God arranges for us to be humiliated so that we might come to our senses and be humble. And if he was begging by the side of the road, he was hungry. He desired to be fed. And here he is begging, yet crying out. May we recognize our blindness. May we recognize our pride and the humiliation that it results in. And may it lead us to spiritual hunger. May we hunger and thirst for the Word of God, begging, as it were, begging in prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Help me. And so the blind man, hearing a multitude passing by, he asked what it meant. And it's fascinating. He heard the sound. Just the sound of the multitude. And he knew something was in his soul. And he knew that there was something going on that was very, very important. And it says hearing, This is important to us. He heard the sounds on the one hand. Beloved, I think we are deaf. Are we not deaf? We are deaf. And he could hear, but we are deaf. Because we do not hear the word of God. And it's an amazing thing. We can read the word of God. We can hear it read to us. But we can't. But it's a completely different thing to hear the words in the syllables and then to hear in the spiritual sense the word of God and to take it into the very center of our being. And here he is. He's the blind man, is the one in this case, because he's obviously awakening. May we awaken to the reality of our spiritual responsibility. And so the multitude is passing by, and he is hearing. And he wanted to know what it meant. This is a fascinating question. I mean, who would ask, what does it mean that the multitude is... I suppose you might hear a crowd going by and say, well, what is going on here? What does it mean, not mean? And so they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And this is, of course, amazing. Where is Jesus? Where is Jesus of Nazareth? Where is he in our lives? Is he near to us? Is he far away from us? Is he passing by us? Where is he? And I think he is everywhere present, and he filleth all things, and he wishes that we would cry out to him as the blind man cried out to him, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet. The world is always trying to crush, as it were, our interest and our concern for our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. And so it was, the world went before, and they warned him, be quiet. But the blind man cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And I think why it says it only one time, he was crying out continuously, Son of David, have mercy on me. Is this familiar? Does this sound a bit familiar? Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. And I think that all the holy fathers, the ascetics of the Holy Church, recently the elder Ephrem reposed in Arizona, and his central teaching was the Jesus prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon me, because we can pray this continuously. And yes, there are times when we can have work that's sufficiently, I mean, it needs a sufficient attention to require us to not consciously pray the prayer. But if we've been praying it consciously and continuously, the prayer continues. It continues in our heart. And I know that many of us have awakened in the middle of the night, restless, and been surprised to hear the prayer within us. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon me. And it's, in reality, that is not an advanced state of prayer. But it's that the mind becomes acclimated to the words. And it doesn't become simply acclimated to the words. It becomes hungry for and thirsting for the grace that comes into us through the words. And the peace that it gives us. And it's not surprising that if we were to confront anxiety and difficulty in our lives with the Jesus prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon me. And we received the gift of peace in the midst of the prayer, that our mind would remember when we are asleep, that if anything comes to disturb us, thoughts and dreams and so on, that we would turn to this sacred and holy prayer, which is literally the door into the kingdom of heaven. And so Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. And this is amazing. Can you imagine? The Son of God is so compelled by the cries of the blind man that he stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, "What do you want me to do for you?" What a beautiful thing. Can you imagine? He who is perfect God and perfect man, enthroned on high, coming down among his people and saying, "What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you?" And he said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." And certainly he wanted to receive his physical sight. But he, this blind man, was well, well beyond that. He wanted to see God. He wanted to behold the light of Christ. He wanted to look beyond the incarnation, as it were, his flesh, and see the light of God. Oh, that we could desire to see the light of God. And that we would abandon all the frivolous thoughts that burden us, and that come through and wander in our minds, and we would desire to see the light of God. And that our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ would see us and bestow this gift of light and love upon us. And Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." And this is like a paradigm, actually. Your continuous faith, that you would cry out continuously, exhibits faith. And faith is in the spiritual world, in the spiritual mind, in the noetic being that we have. Faith is a way of knowing. It is actually a way of knowing. That we have faith in order that we might know. And as we know, that we might behold the presence of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. That is, that we might be given divine sight. And immediately he received his sight, he followed Christ, and he glorified God. There it is, the prescription. He has come to give us our sight, and he has given us our sight. What are we to do? To follow Christ and to glorify God in everything that we do. And I think what's so important about this gospel, this very simple story in terms of our own lives, is that we have to be very honest with ourselves. And we have to recognize that, that all these gifts we've been given, this gift of hearing, the gift of sight, the gift of desire, and so on, this is wasted, as it were, on the carnal things of life. We want to see the aesthetic beauty, not the eternal beauty. We're hungry for food and nice things, but are we hungry for God? We thirst for water, but do we thirst for the eternal water of the grace of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ? And why is this an issue? Because we are all encumbered by the circumstances of our life. And the truth of the matter is we will come to an end. At some point, we are going to come to an end. And our soul is going to part from our body. And at that moment, we're going to realize, we're going to see to some degree, how we have, as it were, invested the energy given to us at birth. How have we invested it? Have we invested it in the things of God? Or have we invested it in the things of the world? Have we desired to know our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ and the glorious light of his divinity? Or have we desired to be recognized and have esteem in the eyes of men? How have we led our lives? Brothers and sisters in Christ our God, may we lead our lives in the light of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. And may we cry out, "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon me." which is fundamentally what the blind man cried out, not yet having it explained to him in its fullness. Let us live our lives in the mystery of grace, in the mystery of our incarnate Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.